Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, by Phyllis Wheatley. On Recollection. Nemi, begin. Inspire, ye sacred nine, your venturous Afric in her great design. Nemi, immortal power, I trace thy spring. Assist my strains, while I thy glories sing. The acts of long-departed years by thee recovered, in due order ranged, we see. Thy power the long-forgotten calls from night that sweetly plays before the fancy's sight. Nemi, in our nocturnal visions, pours the ample treasure of her secret stores. Swift from above the wings her silent flight through Phoebe's realms, fair regent of the night. And in her pomp of images displayed, to the high-raptured poet gives her aid, through the unbounded regions of the mind, diffusing light celestial and refined. The heavenly phantom paints the actions done by every tribe beneath the rolling sun. Nemi, enthroned within the human breast, has vice condemned and every virtue blessed. How sweet the sound when we her plaudit hear! Sweeter than music to the ravished ear, sweeter than morrow's entertaining strains, resounding through the groves and hills and plains. But how is Nemi dreaded by the race, who scorn her warnings and despise her grace? By her unveiled each horrid crime appears, her awful hand a cup of wormwood bears. Days, years misspent, oh, what a hell of woe! Hers the worst tortures that our souls can know. Now 18 years their destined course have run in fast succession round the central sun. How did the follies of that period pass, unnoticed, but behold them writ in brass? In recollection see them fresh return, and sure 'tis mine to be ashamed and mourn. O virtue, smiling in immortal green, do thou exert thy power and change the scene. Be thine employ to guide my future days, and mine to pay the tribute of my praise. Of recollection, such the power enthroned in every breast, and thus her power is owned. The wretch who dared the vengeance of the skies at last awakes in horror and surprise. By her alarmed, he sees impending fate. He howls in anguish and repents too late. But oh, what peace, what joys are hers to impart to every holy, every upright heart. Thrice blessed the man who, in her sacred shrine, feels himself sheltered from the wrath divine. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.